I know it was only one, or maybe just Buff's okay, first of all.
Yeah. So no Buff. He's fine. Yeah.
I know it's only one preseason game, and you've got a lot of AHL guys in there, but face-offs last night, you guys were good statistically. What's your kind of thought process on how those kind of evolve or don't during preseason?
Well, boy, I'll tell you what, I don't know about the answer to preseason because you have such a huge spectrum of center icemen and experience at center, but they had a pretty veteran group there in the middle last night. I know it's not, you know, the analytics guys. Is our guy here? We'll tell you that it's not correlated to winning. It's not. Except as coaches, we are just all over that stat, right? Well, we didn't win any face-off. That's why, you know, we feel it's so important in power plays. And we spend an awful, what I say, we, Todd Woodcroft and the center iceman spend an awful lot of time because we did, you know, Brian Little's a veteran guy, but we started with some really young centermen and we were right at the bottom of the pile there a couple of years ago and we felt that affected. Just sometimes it's psychological. You're not starting with the puck enough. And then as you have some skill develop in your group, you want the puck, right? You want to start with that puck. So winning those face-offs, we feel, is important.
So kind of something small, but kind of a nice bonus for your team in your first preseason game then last night?
We'll wait for a larger sample before we get excited. But we're good with the younger guys winning face-offs against Matty Hendricks, pretty good face-off guy. He takes it pretty serious. So there was a little extra edge there. There's no doubt about it. I mean, winning the game was nice, but everybody that got to beat Matty in a face-off got to enjoy it there for that split second where they swore at each other.
Did he have a lot to say last night? It looked like he had a lot to say.
Matty's really well appreciated in our locker room, and he's got a great personality. So, yeah, every chirp that happened over the course of a year got brought right out last night, and there were some age jokes. Ageism was big yesterday. Yeah.
As far as a guy like Logan Stanley, I know that 2 years ago at camp, he's the size he's got. It was foot speed is the issue with him, but it looked like he's an improved hockey player.
But for sure, saw it in the development camp. His foot speed is much better. We knew right from the day that he was drafted that he wasn't going to be Nick Ehlers, right? It's just a different game, so it's going to take time to develop. And he's an exceptionally large man, and if we can get him, if we can stay on the path that he's on and he can get quicker and faster, then we're going to have, again, another really big defenseman that can skate and can move. His hands are very good. His reads are good. I don't know if surprised is the right word, but certainly pleased at the one-year improvement.
What about in the guys that were playing on the line with Pro, with Jack up the middle and Veselainen? What did you like about that line? I thought they were pretty engaged.
I like that we're going to have two guys right now that playing with Matty Perreault can learn from him. So we've had Scheif and Kyle Connor kind of with Blake Wheeler there. I think that's been a really important thing. Matty plays at the right level. And both those other two guys being so young, that's what we're always saying, right? On the puck, get them to play harder at a higher pace, at a higher rate. So they have a really good veteran guy that does that. He's not the biggest guy in the league, but he plays as hard as the biggest guy. So I think he's got some right now. We'll leave him together for another couple of games, but he's got some the good mentorship going on there.
Would you be more impressed as a coach with not seeing him score last night, Veselainen in particular, but you know, the pursuit of the puck behind the line, yeah, and making some turnovers, creating some turnovers.
Right. That is far more important to me because that's going to happen a lot more often than anybody scoring, right? We want that 3-4 times a game over 82. So, yeah, puts one in, we'll be happy for him. But the details of the game, the things that we start on in development camp, you know, the things that we think our forwards have to do to play the game that we want to play, he's probably better at it than I expect him to be in an exhibition game. I thought he was pretty good there.
You talk about players needing to find something to do to stick around and then yep. work on the other stuff. When you see him, what is that thing early that he could potentially use to stick around?
There's an all-aroundness to his game. So when you watch him in practice, you can see certain events. He's got a really heavy shot, and it's quick. He's smooth with the puck. He skates well for a big guy. He's not late getting there. Like, usually your first-year guys don't really want to go in the corner first, right, unless that's how they got there. And there wouldn't be a lot of grinders drafted really, really high. So your skilled guys are late to pucks. He's not at all. And then you know, the tight turn there in the third period in the far corner, controlling the puck along the wall, that takes a while for a player to get, and he looks like he's got that. So I think there's certainly enough there to get him another exhibition game.
Is it fair to say you've decided to give him every opportunity to make this team? I mean, I know that sort of goes for everybody, but you're putting him in a place where...
He gets a day. Honestly, you know, if you're asking me today after 2 days, this young man's going to play in the National Hockey League, I think there's enough there, right? I think you look at some guys and you think I'm going to, but I can't tell you the timeline. I think the timeline's not too long with him. You know, he's got to get into heavier, faster games, and Hilgen's going to get that opportunity. But some of it, when you're coach, and certainly if you're a manager, you are projecting on some unknowns. But I've liked what I've seen after 3 days. He's it's why I don't go to Penticton, right? You don't want to make an assessment on a player in a different league. It's a real hard thing to do. So you bring him here, you put him out with the big guys, and then you wonder. So I liked him in the 2 days of practice with the NHL guys, and then you're hoping to see some of it in the game. But I think when, as Roslovic gets more comfortable at center, we'll see more things happen with that line.
Quick thought on Sammy Niku. He didn't like his defensive game in the first what did you see first game?
I thought his defensive game was better than it was in Montreal.
Oh, yeah?
Right, the game that he played. Mind you, he scored in Montreal, so that's all we talked about. But I think he and Logan, for me, coming out of the mini camp and into the first part, is really happy with their first 2 days. A little stronger, a little faster. More urgency to the puck, right? He's starting to get that pace, which is what he's going to need to. Two different styles. It's two different statures is probably a better word, because Logan's got some pretty good hands, but very pleased with both those young guys.
Christian's having to adjust, obviously, to the North American size of ice. You complimented his play along the wall last night. Is that something that, especially for wingers, is that probably one of the toughest transitions of
all
getting
forwards.
Used to it?
That would be all forwards. So it's, for me, it was why Kyle Connor didn't quite start the year with us last year. He needed enough minutes along the walls to get good at that. And when he did, when they do that, when you're good along the walls as a winger, the coach can play you. Right, you're going to get pucks out on your own end, and you're going to hang on to the puck in the offensive zone, which is, again, a big part of our identity game. So it looks like he's got that ability, so I should be able to get him some minutes here.
Paul, with marijuana being legalized, I'm going way off the board here.
Oh, my God, man. You're out in the field. No, so it's not legal yet, right?
I think it's October 17th or something.
Okay, so you're just hoping? Is that what we're saying here?
We'll get to that day. But if you've got players coming from all over the world where rules are different, does anything change? Do you have to be able to address that with your players? Do you have to have a policy in place on how you handle those kind of issues with your player?
I think the league has a policy. The first I'm going to tell you is I don't know all the ins and outs of it. Because we'll talk about it. It's an important thing to deal with. They are tested for it, the players, right? They have a flag number that I don't know what it is that they get looked at, like any other substances. It's legal, so I don't know what I'm going to do with that. It's not really part of my generation growing up. You could drink 12 cases of beer a night, but you couldn't get near that stuff. You know, there's a cultural change I'm aware of. Best answer I could have given you is I don't know, but I'm not far off that answer. We're still working that out.